first person singular. Views expressed in this program are those of the author. In a story Olga Kasi shared several years ago, we learn that trust is not forgotten.
It's always a pleasant surprise when someone is willing to trust you in a pinch. We were taking a couple out to dinner a few nights ago when Don checked his back pocket as we entered the restaurant and his wallet was missing. Apparently, he had left it in his work pants when he changed clothes. Our guests who had driven us in their car made a joke of it and insisted it was their turn to pick up the check anyway. But Don felt denuded without his wallet. While everyone was reading the menu, he slipped off and spoke to the owner, whom he knew only slightly. He explained about the missing wallet. Could we ask her to trust us and put an expensive dinner for four on the cuff? She hardly hesitated, but of course. We could pay the bill the next time we came to town. She would be glad to trust us and gave us a warm hug and some goodies to take home when we left later that evening. We had a chance to return the next morning to pay the bill and thank her for the extra goodies. Most of all, we thanked her for restoring our faith that trust is fundamentally good business, even in today's self-centered, selfie world.
Olga Kasi was a storyteller and wrote many inspiring books. If you'd like to hear this or other pieces again, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. If you would like to share your opinion or stories, send us 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.